Texte numéro 63. Science, not Hollywood or Starbucks, is America's best soft power. In today's world, America's soft power is commonly thought to reside in the global popularity of Hollywood movies, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Starbucks. But the facts tell a different story. In a recent poll involving 43 countries, 79% of those surveyed said that what they most admire about the United States is its leadership in science and technology. The artifacts of the American entertainment industry came in a distant second. What I, as a young foreign student in the 1970s, found most dynamic, exciting, and impressive about the US is what much of the world continues to value most about America today. Its open intellectual culture, its great universities, its capacity for discovery and innovation. By harnessing the soft power of science in the service of diplomacy, America can demonstrate its desire to bring the best of its culture and heritage to bear on building better and broader relations with the Muslim world and beyond. It is certainly in the best interests of the US to foster relations with moderate majorities who today often find themselves locked in struggle with minorities of fanatics. We should begin by stressing three points that will enhance the prospects for success. First, the US needs to define a coherent and comprehensive policy for pursuing science diplomacy with Muslim-majority countries. Despite many efforts by both public and private organisations, their initiatives remain fragmented. Second, one way to build human capital in science, for example, would be for the US to encourage and support the creation of relatively simple earth science labs in elementary schools, along with the teacher training necessary to stimulate curiosity about workings of nature. For older students, I propose a new program through which the US would support the establishment of centers of excellence in science and technology that can serve as educational hubs for talented high school and university students throughout the region. Third, these efforts must complement, not replace, US efforts to promote human rights and democratic governance in the Muslim world. The United States must also continue to pursue a just and secure two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and work toward freeing the Middle East from nuclear proliferation. All these efforts would go far toward creating goodwill, catalyzing progress, and redirecting the region's energies into new, constructive, and mutually beneficial channels. The soft power of science has the potential to reshape global diplomacy. Americans like to say that actions speak louder than words, and action is what we need now. Adapted from the Christian Science Monitor, June 2010.